Hey, y'all. It's the NPR Politics Podcast, here with a quick take today on something I think most people don't even know is a thing. Presidential candidates have apps now.
They do.
Yep.
And not all the candidates, but one in particular we're going to talk about. First, some intros. I am Sam Sanders, campaign reporter here at NPR.
I'm Amita Kelly. I'm a digital editor and producer on the Washington Desk.
And I'm Scott Detrow. I cover tech and the campaign.
And Scott, I'm just going to turn this thing over to you because, like, WTF. Candidates have apps?
A couple candidates have apps. Rand Paul has an app. Ben Carson has an app. Ted Cruz has an app. And that is the app that I took a look at. It's pretty interesting. So the whole idea of it is to make supporting Ted Cruz, to make campaigning for Ted Cruz a big game. So I talked.
Hey, but this is not a game, Scott. This is serious business. People running for president.
Yeah, but, you know, in a perfect world, you can get your guy elected president, and you can also get a whole lot of points, and you can top the Cruz's Crew leaderboard and just have that recognition as, along with everything else.
Okay, so how does this work, this app?
All right, well, I got it right here on my phone, so why don't we all gather around?
Gather. Okay.
So first things first, this is the take action point, and here's how you get your Ted Cruz points.
What does it say?
So, grow our grassroots army. Send your friends an invite to download this app and learn about Cruz. So that gets you 25 points. Volunteer. So if I go through the app and sign up to volunteer, I get 50 points. If I donate to Cruz, I earn 100 points. And it's what's interesting here is the first thing it's asking me is, do we have permission to search your contacts for friends that may be interested in joining Ted Cruz 2016? So I'm going to say no. And assuming you say yes or no, then it goes to what's your name? What's your address? What's your zip code? How old are you? Those are all the basic pieces of information that they kind of put into their voter profiles. And then some of the prompts are sign this petition to get this reporter out of custody in Iran. Sign this pro-life petition. Sign this petition to, you know, change the tax code. And what they want to know there is which petition you, the likely Cruz voter, is signing up on, because then they know what motivates you. If you're somebody who signed the pro-life petition and not the anti-Iran petition, they might follow up with, you know, when they're deciding what mailers to send you, what commercials to target your way.
Yeah.
This is an issue you care about.
So this data could seemingly influence, like, a Ted Cruz stump speech, even.
Absolutely.
What was your favorite thing in the app?
There was something that it was like, watch Senator Cruz's tax plan and win, like, 50
yeah, it
points.
Went to a,
wait, you have to
YouTube
watch through
video.
The whole video?
And then it links to all his other videos, too.
Yeah. How long are these videos?
But you only earn 15 points for that. And I started watching it and stopped and didn't get my points.
So, Scott, like, who is the typical Cruz app user? Are the gamers on these apps not who we typically think of as gamers?
Well, I talked to a couple of different women who volunteer for the Cruz campaign,
okay.
And, like, they have fun doing it. They log in every day. This woman said that, you know, every single day she's in Facebook, she's in Twitter, and she's in this app.
It says, I support Ted Cruz for president. This is an invite to learn more about him by downloading his official app. And then it lists the app and there's a link to it. So that instantly went to my friends. Every one of my friends sees this. So I have no idea how many people that goes to.
That was Linda Stickle, who's another woman
I know. Stickle.
She was a very nice woman. We hung out for like an hour and a half in Cedar Rapids when I was in Iowa a couple weeks ago. And what she was showing me right there was a Facebook post that so you can like post to Facebook and post to Twitter through the Cruz app. And as she just described it, you know, kind of you put together your pro Ted Cruz post. They kind of give you some generic language, but you can change it for yourself. And you post it out there, and then, like, all your friends on Facebook see, like, hey, I'm all about Ted Cruz. Here's his tax plan. Check it out. And if they retweet it or if they like it, you get more points in your app.
So, and that's it? Like, I kept expecting part of this app to be, like, a game, like some Farmville, Tetris, Minesweeper
type
something.
But even that, though, like, what's
something?
The point of a game like that? You don't get a cash thing.
But that makes it
it's
a...
It's social.
Yeah,
you
true.
Just get points. So I think half of it is, like, the winningness of it, and it's kind of like, well, I just downloaded the app this morning and I'm like, I want 10,000 points. I don't know why. It doesn't get me anything in the real world.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like you want, and the second part I think is like the social aspect of if your friends are supporting him and it's like checking in on Facebook or whatever, you're like, you want to be part of this thing.
Just think about it this way though. Like, have you ever like used a Fitbit or anything like that?
No.
Yes. But yeah, like, this is exactly right. I was obsessed with Fitbit.
Obsessed with Fitbit. Me too. I've had times where, like, literally, I would pace my apartment.
Oh, I've
in
paced
order to
in
get
an
to
airport before, even though I was like exhausted and in between flights. But I felt like,
that
also is social.
That.
Like, part of it was my own thing of like wanting to be healthier and walk more. But I was on this thing with my friends that were just whipping me every single day, and I felt like I need to get points for doing things.
Has the campaign said how successful this thing has been?
Yeah, at the point that I talked to them, they said about 20,000 people had downloaded this app and they were using it. And that was about after maybe a month and a half of having it out and promoting it. Now, I think that there are some like limits to this. First of all, you pointed out one limit that maybe you think this game is boring and you don't want to play
it. Yeah, a little bit.
But I did notice then, and I spent a lot of time listening to Ted Cruz's speeches to hear if he mentioned it. You know, Ted Cruz has like a really powerful stump speech. I think that's one of his like biggest qualities as a candidate. He just gives a great performance.
He's a good talker.
He's a really good speaker.
And he mentioned his website at the debate, right?
He mentioned his website at the debate.
A thing that I've said before annoys me. I know how to find you on the internet, but...
But he does not promote this app on the campaign trail, and that kind of limits it. Because imagine if every single campaign he was saying, hey, we've got this app, we want you to use it. They could have a lot more users. They could be motivating a lot more people to pass over their personal information and can maybe be more effective.
But doesn't it kind of play to an inherent polarization in the country? Like, you're already friends with people that support the same, that agree with you, right? So if you're like living in Brooklyn, whatever, and all your friends are Bernie support, I mean, it goes for any.
Yeah, and actually, both of the women I talked to, who are both in Iowa and big users of this, I asked them, "Don't you worry, you annoy your friends with all of your Ted Cruz posts?" And Linda Stickle said, "No, anybody I'm friends with on Facebook, you know, probably agrees with me." And I think that that's not unique to her. A lot of people have that exact same experience, where you know, if you have a friend who is posting something that just annoys you or you disagree with, the inclination is to unfollow.
Right.
Yeah.
So in that sense, these apps are like, you'll probably hit some people, but you're kind of getting your strong supporters to reach out to their friends.
Reach into the choir.
But that's still not a very wide net.
Right. But I think maybe it's hard to do any sort of political campaigning or political engagement that isn't choir preaching.
So my question, I wrote a little piece a few weeks ago on an app that Rand Paul launched, and one of the features in the app was called Stand with Rand, and you could like superimpose yourself next to a picture of Rand Paul, and it was like a selfie with Rand. Mm-hmm. And this thing took off in the wrong way.
Right.
And like there were photos of Joe Biden massaging Rand Paul's shoulders, Donald Trump photobombing Rand Paul. Like, how prone are these apps to kind of going wrong?
I think the way that this could go wrong is not as funny as the Rand Paul one.
What's the way that this could go wrong?
I think it's just, you know, like if you had a friend on your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed who every single day was posting out 20 or 30 messages saying the same thing every single day, support Ted Cruz, I support Ted Cruz, my reaction would be to unfollow that person and say like, yeah, I get it. I know you like Ted Cruz. Good for you.
Hashtag unsubscribe.
Exactly. So I think having your supporters talking about your candidate is obviously a positive most of the time. But if it's kind of like these redundant every single day putting out the same prompted message, I feel like that hits the wall of effectiveness pretty quickly.
But the thing about this app I noticed, too, is that it doesn't actually give the users that much control, whereas the Rand Paul one, you're invited to come in and take a selfie with Rand, and that could go all kinds of ways.
Oh, yeah.
With this, they're not saying make your own video in support of Ted Cruz, because that could also go very wrong, or write your own thing. It's saying watch this Ted Cruz speech.
A little safer.
It's safer.
Yeah, it's basically just prompting people to take actions that campaigns would want them to do anyway.
Right.
So how serious is this information gathering? And how useful can it be?
It's definitely serious, and it's definitely not like exclusive to this app. This is something that every single serious presidential campaign is doing. And they basically take all sorts of information about voters. That can be voter registration, where you're registered to vote, what party you're registered to vote, how often you vote. What they're trying to do is put together an idea of what the type of person who could support their candidate is and how they reach that person, where they find that person, and how they can motivate that person to sign up, to donate, to volunteer, and most importantly, to show up and vote for them.
Is that not a little scary that they know so much about us?
Well, I actually don't find the information gathering that
scary.
And maybe that...
Why not?
I mean, I feel like everybody knows everything about us. And I think this is actually less scary
than... Oh, you millennial.
It's like, I feel like every app these days that I'm downloading, I have the best intention of turning everything off and I get a new phone. I'm like,
and you never
I'm
do.
Not going to... And then I go into OpenTable. I'm like, oh, it'd be nice if it knew where I was.
Yeah.
But everybody's getting this data from me constantly.
But I think I've said before, and I think I'll keep saying that, like, there's really not much of a solution if that's something that really freaks you out, except staying away from the internet. Because, like, you know, Facebook is kind of where more people are doing their business online than any other place. And that is just filled with your personal information and companies mining that information about what you like to talk about, who you're friends with, what you do to try and sell you stuff.
Yeah. Nothing is secret.
Nothing is secret.
On that note, that's all the time we have for today. See you on Cruiseville. I'm Sam Sanders, campaign reporter here at NPR.
I'm Amita Kelly. I'm a digital editor and producer on the Washington Desk.
And I'm Scott Detrow. I cover tech and the campaign.
We will see you next time on the NPR Politics Podcast.